Raise a pint for the Pub Songs podcast. Music and commentary from Celtic geek songwriter Mark Gunn. And now, a toast. May you have the hindsight to know where you've been, the foresight to know where you are going, and the insight to know when you've gone too far. Sláinte.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Why do you smile like you've been told a secret? Now you're telling lies 'cause you just want to keep it. But no one keeps a secret. No one keeps a secret. Why, when we do our darkest deeds, do we tell? They burn in our brains, become a living hell. 'Cause everybody tells, everybody tells. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Look into my eyes, now you're getting sleepy. Are you hypnotized by secrets that you're keeping? What you're keeping, I know what you're keeping. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Allison?
Yes, Catherine? Never to tell anyone.
I promise.
Do you swear on your life?
I swear on my life.
Swore you never tell. You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell. Can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell. Of them is dead. Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Yes, two can keep a secret if one of them is dead. Yes, two can keep a secret if one of us.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was The Secret by The Pierces. It's from their CD 13 Tales of Love and Revenge. You can find them at thepiercesmusic.com. I think I found them on MySpace a while back, and then I found that they had some music on, what is it, the Pod Show, PodSafe Music Network. That's the name of it. And so that's where I ended up. Let me write that down. PodSafe Music Network. I'm creating my show notes as I work. Isn't that beautiful? I found that a long time ago. I've been wanting to play it in this podcast for a long time, and tonight I finally did it. It is, okay, Valentine's Day is now officially over, but that would have been a good song for Valentine's Day, huh? You know, 13 Tales of Love and Revenge. I mean, that's a great title for a Valentine's Day CD. Okay, I think so anyways. Tonight, my romantic Valentine's Day was spent watching Pump Up the Volume. I know I talked about it in an earlier podcast, but what can I say? I find the movie just really inspiring. And I had a friend that came over, and somewhere in the middle of the show, or actually right as the show ended, we got into a nice little discussion about art and the greater good. And it also got me thinking about what I love about Valentine's Day, because I do love the holiday. I mean, that's the reason I created a CD called A Tribute to Love, is because I believe in love. That's what it says, states in big bold letters on the back of the CD. I believe in love. I know I'm a hopeful romantic, but it's true. I mean, one of my friends thinks Valentine's Day is a fraud. And there's a lot. You read my friends on LiveJournal and you find a lot of people who are really disenchanted with Valentine's Day and, you know, lots of broken hearts. And you know, I'm one of them. I've had my heart broken a number of times. Yet, I still believe in love. I don't look at the holiday as just another commercial venture. I look at it as a celebration, honoring love. It's like one day a year when we can pay tribute to love. And yet, you throw away the bullshit with the diamond rings and flowers and candy and all that crap. I'm talking about, you know, what love is, and that is the expression of your heart for others, the expression of giving back to other people. And to me, that is the whole concept of art, music, and such. And this is part of the discussion we had, was that most of the successful people in the world, they achieve their degree of success artistically by giving. I don't do the Celtic podcast, the Renaissance Festival podcast, the Cat Lovers podcast. I don't do it to make money. That's minuscule effort. In fact, I rarely make any money from those podcasts. But what I do get from it is I give. I get the opportunity to help other musicians who, well, quite honestly, they don't have the resources or the know-how to do it themselves. For the longest time, I published the Bard's Crier Music Marketing and Promotion e-zine with the point of educating musicians. And it was actually a really popular e-zine in its time. And sort of my personal priorities and goals changed, and I found new methods of helping artists through these podcasts, which I'm quite pleased of. And, you know, if things changed tomorrow and the podcast disappeared, I'd find some other way. Because that is my expression of love, of helping others, of giving. It's one of those concepts that I think a lot of people miss out. We were talking about humanity earlier this evening. Someone had said that humanity is being a taking characteristic. And yes, I think the vast majority of humans look at the taking. They don't look at the giving. And the giving is what it's all about. So that's the reason that Christmas, for the first time this year in several years, I really sort of felt like I got it. Because it wasn't just about taking or worrying about all the BS advertising and hounding you people with all this crap. It was about, for me, it was about giving. It was about love. Something I feel that is, well, it's not enough found in this world. And it's a tough thing. I mean, it's tough to give all the time. It's tough to keep that in mind. I'll be the first to testify on that. You know, it's not like I can do that all the time. But when I have the chance, that's when I focus on the giving. Because to me, that is far more important than anything else. And I attribute that to the success that I've had as an independent musician, as an artist, and whatnot. It's not about taking, it's about love. So that said, I hope you had a lovely Valentine's Day. Probably should have done this sooner, but oh well. Might have provided a little bit of inspiration for some folks, but in any case, I thank you all for listening. I'm going to finish up the show with a track by Caddy Finlayson, a fantastic fiddler. I think she's out in New York. This is Bobby Casey's and Boy in the Gap. It's from her CD, Irish Coffee. You can find her at caddyfinlayson.com. And that CD is on CD Baby, so check it out. That's all I'm going to say for now, and I will talk to you soon. Sláinte. Thank you. Find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.